The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Hi there, and welcome to this week's Be a Planner Show, the cyber version with Nathan Ross, CPA. And of course, I have my AI cyber expert, Mr. AI Nguyen, in today. Nguyen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. Is it cold there?
For now, like 53 degrees.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not too bad. I think we're about the same over here in San Antonio. Well, Nguyen, what's on the agenda for today?
Well, welcome back. Well, today we're diving into something really fascinating stuff today, like cybersecurity. Again, we're talking about 2025, okay? So buckle it up. It's wild right out there.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to let you get us kicked off. Sure. Right ahead.
So we're going to talk about, we're going to dive into the latest cybersecurity trend, and a lot to unpack. So okay. I'll give you the four things that we talk about today. The first one is generative AI. We all heard about that, right? And its security implications. That's number one. And number two, we get back to the topic last time we spoke, is a quantum resistant and quantum computing and quantum resistant cryptography. That's number two. And then number three, we're going to talk about zero trust architecture. You know, that's a term you hear about the network, the perimeter network.
Okay.
And then supply chain and third-party vulnerability. Okay, and if we have time, we can talk about the IoT, that Internet of Things, like your computers, your TV, thing like that. Okay?
Okay, super.
Yeah.
Super.
So before we go, you know, I just want to say that, you know, this topic is not just for techie. So this thing is impact everyone. Okay, so let's start with something that I think that everyone been talking about. So this whole generative AI thing. So
yeah, everybody.
Everybody, and what it can do, and how it play into, you know, cybersecurity. So here's the thing. Okay, you got an AI that can create all this super realistic stuff, like text, code, images, even audios, right? And I'll give you some example. But with that same power, okay, it also can be used by the bad guy too. Okay, and I'll give you one example, like something like phishing email. That's just insanely convincing. So it's not like back in the old day where you have an email that misspelling and urgency, thing like that. Well, guess what? It's adapt. This email, like it's reading you like human. It know your weaknesses. Okay, I'm talking about last week. I think I ran across an email that looked like from my bank, and I'm telling you, it's very accurate. I mean, it's scary. Even the link. So
what was the link too?
Well,
what was the link?
Well, the link said before you do. So it plays psychological in your mind. Said don't click on the link. Okay, verify this is your bank, okay? And usually we don't send email, but we ask you just don't click on anything, okay? Before you click, just go to the email and verify. Like, it tried to help you, right? So you would say, you know what? This email tried to help me. So I think it's okay. You see that?
Yikes, but the email, the reply to ended correctly, like, you know, chase.com?
No, it's not. So basically, there are two things. The highlight and the graphic they use underneath is not high quality graphics. That's another thing. That's number one.
Yeah.
But.
Well, why did AI fix that for him? I'm curious.
One thing I learned about AI for now, in terms of graphics, because there's not an availability out there, it's still weak in that. For example, if you tell AI to generate a photo, for example, ChatGPT to generate a photo, a thumbnail about generative AI, it will misspell it. It's weird. It will misspell it. The generate idea in some case because it's not there yet. It's not ready yet. So that's still some weakness. The high quality is not there unless you pay for Canva, right? And you tell it to fix it. But there's still some misspelling in terms of graphics.
Canva. Yeah. Excuse me. Canva is not that expensive. I'm surprised that would be a weak link.
But you still have to pay for it. And we're talking about the average guy don't want to pay for anything, right? They use the tools available out there.
Yeah, but what's, non-trackable. I mean, is there a way, I don't think there is, but is there a way for them to hide or mask anything other than, you know, like a chase.com? I mean, how can they get chase.com at the end of an email on
no.
a reply to?
So what happened is they're masquerading something else. So what you look at is not the actual email, the reply. So they're getting smarter. And I'm telling you, in some cases, they somehow mask it. And so what I did is I just moved that email into the spam box. When you move that email to the spam box, you can see it.
Right.
Okay. So this is what I tell our viewer. If you suspect an email, all you have to do, move it into the spam box. And then I don't care. You click it all day. It won't impact your computers because it's in the spam folder. It won't harm your computer.
Right.
Plain and simple.
We've talked about that.
That's why. And I keep
repeating. It's been a while. It's good to remind.
And this is something, you know, this our only weapon is repeating our knowledge. That's the only weapon that I have. I mean, I recommend people today. Right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about generate idea beside an email, right? Okay. You talk about deepfake too. Deepfake like your face. And I don't know if I showed you that I sent you. I can use your face and your voice. And I can write stuff under your name. And I can write stuff that make people think that you're talking and not me, you know. Now, here's the implication too. Beside this, okay, imagine this. You drive a car, right, like a Tesla or any battery car, EV car, okay. It can use that to modify the coding that instead of you stop, it tell you to move. I want you to stop and think about for 1 second. You drive a car, and instead of you hitting the brake and the tell the car actually just speeding up, it modifies.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. This is something that I think Tesla is really worried about in other car too, but they don't want to talk about.
Yeah,
or,
I can imagine.
Or it changing the code. For example, we all rely on computer to make a trade. I'll give you an example when it comes to trading algorithm, for example. What if it changed the algorithm on you? Instead of you rely on it to compute that, say, you know, this stock is good and it analyzes everything. Imagine it's the reverse result.
Huh.
So instead of tell you to sell, it tell you to buy. So you see what I'm getting at?
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So that's something that computer AI, generative AI can impact all of us.
Huh. That's crazy. That's crazy. It's a different world, and I guess the whole game with regard to authentication is going to have to be enhanced, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to, I guess...
Encryption,
OTP times 10. Well, yeah, encryption as well, but making sure it's the right party that's executing whatever the commands are.
Right.
Hey, Wynn, let's do this. Let's take our first break, and we'll circle back here momentarily with more of this week's Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Grindstones and made up my life, but I shine like a diamond through sand. Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-782-1900. That's 713-782-1900. Or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com. That's Nathan at npross.com.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross.
Is it easy? No, it ain't. Can I fix it? No, I can't. Well, I sure ain't gonna take it lying down. Will I make it? Maybe so. Will I give up? Oh, no. I'll be fighting till I'm 6 feet underground. I'm gonna woman up and take it like a man. I'm gonna buckle up, be tough enough to take control.
Okay, welcome back to more of this week's Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, and my special guest, once again, Mr. A.I. Nguyen. And Nguyen, we were just getting started talking about
quantum computers.
And I guess deep fakes, is that what you call?
Mm-hmm. How all this generative AI, it generate the stuff email and deepfake, and last week I played with some of the tools available. Speaking of AI generative, Alibaba just came out another ChatGPT alike, and supposed to be faster than DeepSeek.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's called Nguyen 2.5 Max, and I tell you, maybe we are living in some kind of matrix. System. So last week we're talking about AI, we're talking about DeepSeek, right, and ChatGPT, and all of a sudden people don't talk about it anymore. So this, well, guess what they talk about this week? The previous week, plane crash.
Oh wow!
I know you have.
That's all we need.
You're talking about the one that the helicopter collide with the airplane, right?
Yeah.
Like we got three plane crashes, three or four in the same week, and everybody's focused on disaster. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in. But back to the quantum computers. So the question is, quantum computer, they are incredibly powerful, and they could potentially crack the encryption that we are relying on today. I'm talking about your online banking, your medical record, everyone. Okay, uh-huh. It's a national security secret. All of it could be vulnerable. We're talking about encryption that have been like a gold standard for years, and that can change. So that's why I brought this up about the quantum. Now, but with that being said, we have some good news, right? The good news is they realize government and also business and also developer, they also realize it's out there, right? The implication of quantum computer, what it can do to us. So they come up with a solution. It's called quantum a resistant cryptography. So the company, like I think the organization called NIST, I don't know if you heard of it, is the same organization. So they working on development of quantum computing to deal with existing threats. Okay, and some of the key point they come out. So let me see here. I want to talk about the key point here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So one of the So basically they just increased the algorithm to make it harder for the bad guy to decrypt it in a nutshell.
Okay.
So first you have to identify the algorithm, okay? So they're doing a proactive planning, and they going to invest a lot of called resistant cryptography for long term. They've developed something to stop in it. Okay, so basically in plain English, increase the algorithm. Okay, so with that being said, our next topic is going to be zero trust architecture adoption. So we talked about that last week, right? So what is zero trust? What is zero trust? So the whole concept of zero trust come in. You heard of that term before. So what does it mean? It means trust inside versus untrust outside. That's what we are today. Everybody in our network, you believe that inside your office is trusted and outside untrusted, right? So the term zero trust meaning trust no one and verify all. So basically you treat the network inside and outside the same. So every single attempt you try to access anything, you get verified. It doesn't matter where it's coming from. So it's kind of like you go to the TSA airport security. Everyone get checked and get screened no matter what. Okay. So that's how I think all the company are looking to that adoption more and more now. So imagine you carry your laptop, you carry your phone with you everywhere, right? The perimeter is everywhere. It's no longer, you know what? In the office, you go into the office, it's safer, you browse the internet, you do whatever. But when you go outside and you treat it as it's not safe. But today, doesn't matter you're in the office, you're outside because your cell phone, your laptop, you carry it everywhere. You treat it basically zero trust, meaning you verify no matter where you are. All the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the key.
It's the key. We call it granular access control. And people can only get access to what they absolutely needed, no more, no less, basically. Okay, that's zero trust. And with that being said, the next topic is supply chain. Now, this is the big one. And I think you probably heard me say this all the time. Imagine all the company, B2B, A2C, C2D, whatever. It sounds like a whole different can of worms now. So imagine that a third-party software service that you rely on, it, like you heard of the service at software as a service.
Sure.
Everybody
SaaS.
Using the SaaS, yeah. AWS. So imagine you get compromised all your data. The whole world in that supply chain. So you dealing with me, you have to make sure that I'm compliant. You have to you vetting my company. Hey, is it safe to deal with me? You know.
Yeah.
So if I'm not safe and I'm dealing business with you and you're not safe, you're dealing business with me, even though I protect my network. But the moment I access your network, you access mine, you compromise mine. And that just me and you. How about your other customer? You see where I'm getting at. We're talking about the entire system, the businesses, the whole industry. And I think this is going to be the biggest challenge this year, my friend. The biggest, the serious one.
Well, I think it's probably already there, you know.
But it's going to get more complicated. And a lot of companies are vetting. They start to do the vetting, called vendor vetting, right? But that can only, you can do your due diligence for some. Okay, so look at this way. DeepSeek, last week, that's a Chinese ChatGPT.
Right.
They claim that they be able to do faster than ChatGPT with a processor they're using, Apple M2, which is ARM processor, or that's what they said. Then they said again, you know, we also use an old NVIDIA GPU. Okay? How about, and they say they can do it less than $6 million and faster. Do you believe what they said? How about all the money, all the NVIDIA chip, the big one, the expensive one, what's it called? V100? C100? They've been accumulated for a while. Imagine they already buy a bunch of GPUs. We don't know about. We don't know what they have, basically.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's a supply chain problem. we may be selling to Taiwan, we may be selling to Singapore, and I'll bet you that's where to get most of the chip to get it from, through Singapore, that we suspect it, okay?
Yeah.
We don't know what they get. That's supply chain problem right there. You sell to A, you sell to the B company, they sell it to the D company, and they're not supposed to. Okay? So that's another, the implication of the risk in supply chain.
Well, it's pervasive enough already. It is worrisome that it's going to be more so.
So how do we handle that? So the main idea, we need to, we know there's a risk out there, the third-party risk out there, right? And we know the vulnerability. So what can we do about it? So that is something that I think the company, a lot of companies are hiring a third party to do the audit, you know? And also, too, they have something like a third-party audit, make sure that you are compliant. It's like a third party. So if you're doing business with somebody, if they have the certificate, at least you feel good. At least you know they did something that you can do business. But also the lawsuit, too. So you know what? I ordered a lot of stuff from Kickstarter, and I got ripped off. It's getting worse. Usually when I invest in 10, maybe 2 is bad. Now it's like 50%.
Is that right? Wow.
50%. I don't trust it anymore. Yeah.
That's not good for them.
No.
I know they do some good things.
So usually.
Occasionally they hit a real hit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I do some due diligence with me, all the knowledge and all the research that I'm doing. I'm still a victim. So I'll give you one example. So I narrow down the stuff that I don't invest in, mostly Eastern Europe, like Poland. I'm not talking about not just Russia. Forget Russia or the other communist country. I'm talking about Poland. I'm talking about other countries like Ukraine, but other Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
I'm telling you 90% is all fraud. They make it a very good video. Now they use AI to create a bunch of video, look very realistic, and go to YouTube and pay the influencer to advertise, thing like that. And then they come out with the product and video and say, invest in this and blah, blah, and so forth. They disappear overnight. It happened to me 4 times this year.
Huh.
Now, it's another one that disappeared on me, but this time, this one's in Hong Kong. But they make one critical mistake, okay? Hong Kong, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I talked to some attorneys. So you can sue them. You can sue the company, and I found out that the parent company that helped them produce that products and also helped them advertise. Uh-huh. And I saved some video because they say themselves they own it, they're the one to produce it, right? And also the influencers. So you go after, you hire a lawyer, go after all those people. And the chances, because since they are international, they're part of the G7, you can sue them. I don't know if this is correct or not, but if you sue the company outside United States, you don't have the jurisdiction. You don't. But what happened is the government can pay you and then go after the other guy because that's their job. Because you cannot collect it from Hong Kong company.
You might be able to, but you'd have to have some deep pockets and an awful lot at stake.
There are company out there
that justify it.
There's an attorney out there, there's a law firm out there that specializes in that. International.
Yeah.
And I'll give you case in point. This is involved the Vietnamese government versus Netherlands, right? So they violate some kind of agreement and the international court fined them. And guess what? They refuse to pay, right? They refuse to pay. Blankly, they don't want to pay. And this is communist. It's a communist country.
Yeah.
So the Dutch and the French and the British, they ground all the airplane. They ground all their airplane until you pay. You're not going to do any more business in our country. So they're enforcing it. If you part of the G7, G11, you have to comply. So I think Hong Kong is one of those company. And so at least, you know, they just disappear overnight. And they don't respond to the email and all their apps. So you cannot register any more new stuff. So just give you an example, that's how dangerous the supply chain, right?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
And how do you mitigate that? So this, we talk about mitigation strategy. Is you have to do your due diligence, and you have to continue to monitoring. And the vendor risk management is the key to mitigate supply chain risk. And that is the most important. Okay. So you have every organization must treat the supply chain security as highest priority because it impacts your business. And that's your money, that's your income.
True. Okay? True.
So anyway, I want to talk about what do you think about the DeepSeek and all those stuff?
Well, you know, I haven't used it. You have. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to jump in. I mean, I don't. First of all, I don't trust it just based on
That's
what
right.
I hear. But it's not like I don't just trust their product. I don't trust really any of the AI products except we use a very tax-specific product. It's a niche application. Very good. And that's really the only AI tool that I routinely use.
Well,
and,
then they are.
You know, I don't worry as much about it grabbing.
The risk is data. Still there because they can grab your data. So, so I think ChatGPT just came out something I think is good for your business. They call ChatGPT 01, and this one is more advanced reasoning. Okay.
Okay.
Try that. If you you don't have to have the pro to use it, you can use the regular subscription. You can use it, and I try it very fast, and the data is more recent. So that's how ChatGPT just came out last week to combating the DeepSeek, right? But here's the funny thing. ChatGPT accused DeepSeek of copying data from ChatGPT. Right? Do you see any problem with that statement?
Well, yeah, I do. But, you know, I wouldn't start there. There's other places
well,
we can start.
Well, here's the thing. So they respond, DeepSeek respond, wait a minute, Mr. ChatGPT, how do you get your data in the first place? Aren't you copying from the internet?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Yeah. We're doing the same thing that we accuse other people of doing.
Well, that's typical, Wynn. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. that's been the case forever. You know, America's great at that. But, you know, the king gets to have special rules, right? It's good to be king, as they say.
Yeah.
But, that's part of my quandary with using these AI products. Ours are every bit as invasive, and I say ours, meaning American developed tools, as anything the Chinese might do. And not only that, your data is already out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it were a case of it, you know, they're exposing data for the first time, that'd be one thing, but they're not. You know, the dark web has some form or fashion most of our data available. You just kind of hope that you don't, you know, you don't stick out in terms of being a target. But,
I tell you, last week and this week, I'm going to build something that's pretty cool, and I'll share with you.
Okay. Hey, let's do this. We're a little bit past the break. Let's go ahead and take our second or last break, and we'll return momentarily with more of this week's Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
People always coming up to me and asking, what's your secret? With all you do, your attitude just seems to be so good. How do you keep it? Well, I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I'll try to offer up a few words of advice. You better get to living, giving. Don't forget to throw in a little forgiving and love along the way. You better get to knowing, showing a little bit more concern about where you're going. There's a word unto the wise. You better get to living.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-782-1900. That's 713-782-1900. Or you can send an email to Nathan at nprawls.com. That's Nathan at nprawls.com.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. The Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
Like the song, Bobby McGee. I'm just longing to be free. Take me where I want to be. Big dreams and fantasies. And there are many just like with big dreams and faded tears.
Okay, welcome back to the final segment of this week's Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And I guess I should mention more often when, I know obviously you and I understand this, but you hear the commercials and you hear our labeling and branding, and you know the show basically is a tax, retirement, planning, real estate, private partnership content variety. But on Sundays here a while back, man, and I've forgotten how long it's been. I know it was earlier this year we started seeing a confluence with the cyber area, and so we've devoted our Sunday time slot.
You saw it in August last year.
Was it in August? Yeah, it's been a while. And so I, you know, we don't have separate commercials. I guess we should consider that. It's just I don't really want to lose the focus. And boy, especially this time of year, you're going to be interacting with your accountant and, you know, submitting data back and forth. And this is an increasingly important topic within our day-to-day domain in the tax and accounting world. And of course, we all use encrypted document management portals to transmit data, to receive data. And I know a lot of clients don't like those tools. They find them to be harassment, I guess you might say. And yet all I can tell you is while they're not perfect, it's definitely a step in the right direction. And I don't really apologize for it like we used to. I mean, we have to use these tools. Our ethical code, and moreover our regulatory bodies insist that we do it or we face consequences. And you know, I tell clients all the time, hey, you can do anything. If you want to email me something, you're an adult, that's your choice, but please don't do it. Because two things: one, it's easier for us to know that everything we need when we start working on a tax return is in that portal, because we don't have time typically to go back and rummage through, you know, many, many, many emails, even from just one person. You know, we've got some clients that I bet over the course of a year, we have, you know, several hundred emails. And I, you know, it's hard to go find things. But when it's been uploaded to the portal, we know exactly where those documents are. And it's a lot smaller pool or pond that we've got to sift through to find that missing piece. So anyway, the Sunday show generally for the foreseeable future will involve cyber and increasingly artificial intelligence. It's becoming almost, I won't say it's synonymous, but it's certainly more than just a little overlap in terms of the content. But let's get back on topic. Sure. Gwen, what do you have next on your agenda?
So, talk about artificial intelligence and AI. So, you heard of the word AI agents. That's the word that's been buzzing around the internet now past several weeks, right?
Right.
And the concept and what it does. So before we use ChatGPT, basically most of us used to just ask question and ChatGPT throw information at you, right? And just give you all the answer, right? Well, today we take it more a next step. And now you use ChatGPT to do process, basically to tell it to do automated. And that is called how you automate it. And this is when it involved the term called AI agents. So what is AI agent? Okay. So the AI, the term, the definition is a software, okay, the in or the entity that use artificial intelligence technique and to take action to achieve one or more objective on your behalf. So what does that mean? That means you can create an AI agent to either play a role or and I'll give you one example what I use it for, and that's very effective. Okay. So basically it can observe or receive input and turn around and process data from a user or system. And during the process, it also have its reasoning and algorithm behind it too. It process. It's actually like basically that the term that meant exactly what it said, an agent. So it's like another person that actually do stuff on your behalf, processing the result for you. And I'll give you one example, and I use it. You ready? So last week, I create a chatbot, okay? The chatbot that has my voice, my face, and all the information that I put in there, like I'm there. So basically, I am using ChatGPT, and I'm using Google. So I point the information. It's like last week we were talking about this distill model of AI. That means we point that to ChatGPT and we get the information. The process is an API, right?
And you call that distilled?
Distilled model. That means I don't have the whole ChatGPT, but basically I just get the information from pointed my chat bot to ChatGPT and get the information when you request it. And I'm using Google Flash, and that is so fast when it process the information. And I'll give you an example. I create a bot chat of myself, another version of myself, right? And I trained it. I said, this person is going to be cybersecurity. So I injected all the logics. I said, get all this. AI is a large language model, and I don't have that in-house. So I point the ChatGPT, I point my agent to talk to ChatGPT and get those informations. I learn from it. And I give I specify a parameters like cybersecurity, Cisco, and other stuff, other products out there, the concept like Zero Trust. I wanted to learn all this topic. So when you click on my chatbot, okay, and I say, hi, this is Win, AI Win, and how can I help you today? And literally any topic related, I'll give you one example how accurate and how powerful this is. I said, I just bought a Cisco switch and I don't know how to configure it. Can you help me configure it? I'm trying to pretend I'm the user. Can you help me configure it? Okay. And checked out this chatbot. It responded right away. Yes, my name is WinWin AI. I can help you with that. And by the way, you sound like me. It recognized my voice.
Huh.
And I said, is that WinWin? It recognized, is that WinWin? Okay. I said, yes, but can you help me anyway? I said, of course I can help you. And it is, did you hear what I just said? It's talking like human. But it responds. It doesn't wait at all. It's called, this is the Google Flash protocol. That's a software.
Okay.
That is another agent within an agent.
Huh.
So did you see what I'm getting at? It's like, like the whole world that we live in, like the Matrix. So it answered the question and it asked him how I'm doing and then it helped me configure it literally by command, step by step. I said, you know what? I forgot the command. Can you help me create the VLAN? And step by step, I said, sure. How many VLAN do you need? I assume you need only one, right? Yes. How many business do you have within the VLAN? Like how many group do you have? I said, just two for now. Should I create VLAN 100, VLAN 102? Then it specifies, tell you what to do, the command line. Imagine that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay.
Scary.
It is scary, and this my voice.
I mean, what helps you will kill us, you know? I mean, it's crazy.
It's a double-edged sword. Now.
Yeah, it sure is.
Now, it comes with some security. So my chatbot, the way I configure right now, just to test things, so I allow anybody to accessing it, right? But I, in the future, I can enable it to you dual-factor authentication. That means for you to use it, I force you to authenticate for you to use it. So that's how I keep track of the conversation. And here's the thing, though. The more you use, the more you ask questions, it learns from it. It's an AI. We call this distilled model. Have your own ChatGPT, basically.
Yeah.
This is fascinating and creepy at the same time.
Yeah, it sure seems to be.
Mm-hmm. But very useful.
So let's go back to DeepSeek for a moment. I see where, you know, the current offering, which, by the way, you know, last week I asked you, was there a mobile version?
And they have it.
Well, yeah, apparently so. I didn't realize that, you know, and I haven't downloaded it.
I would not. Yeah.
But I noticed it's the number one downloaded app in the Apple, I guess the iOS app store. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy to me how people have rushed out and grabbed that application without really, I guess,
don't know what
TikTok
exactly.
And other apps were just assuming, though, hey, this is a good thing for us, and we're going to, you know, process information through it, thinking, well, you know, we're not really going to expose ourselves. But I don't know. People do. I'm sure you access your banking documents or banking balances, et cetera, over the phone. And it just seems to me like we really don't know what all is being tracked on our phones. And
I would not download that to my phone personally. And I do use a DeepSeek, but I use another separate computer, separate network. And because here's the thing, you don't know. That's the bottom line. You don't know. I don't want my personal information out there, which already is. But I'm not going to make it worse by give it to the Chinese. So what they learn from us, right? We don't know, so I would not recommend download on your personal device.
Yeah.
But it's very fast. So basically I have two screens, one screen on ChatGPT and one screen on DeepSeek, and I ask the same question, and I'm telling you one answer faster than the other. And a DeepSeek is like a two thinking. It listens to you and it answers the question. But then again, I think, remember, I just explained to you how the other one, my create my own chatbot, it's doing the same thing. It's actually thinking to the level that, you know, it's not. I bet you nobody knows that. Some people can't tell the difference. They thought it was me. They thought it was me because the way I answer it, like human, it's like, aha. It's like I make jokes. Like, it knows. So during the conversation, and I said, you know, so yesterday, you know, I was at the home shelter, the senior home shelter, and I was talking to this lady, and then the other person joined in, and I said, ChatGPT, and I tell my chatbot, you know, hold on 1 second, I have two people just join in, and then my chatbot replied back, I see you having fun, so with my chatbot, so what can I help? What do they need any help? It's talking to another person behind me. So it learned from it. But here's the thing, though. So today I was in here, and Jack was right here, and I asked Jack, hey, check it out, my ChatGPT, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about, oh, then I'll give an example. Let's talk about the dating game. And chat, and it responded back, I'm not programmed to talk about that. Exactly what that's. Shall we talk about security?
Just like Tiananmen Square.
Because I specifically tell it, I only talk about cybersecurity, so I did not train the model to talk about dating. And it said, I'm not programmed to talk about. So just telling you how powerful we're getting there. Next thing you know, I have my own physical robot. I have to order one from Japan and then inject this AI bot in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's definitely changing our lives. And again, I think it'll be on our agenda almost on a weekly basis for the foreseeable future. And we'll try to keep folks updated as we move forward. Well, Wynn, we're very near the end of the show once again. Thank you for participating, and I hope this content is helpful to those. I know it is to me. I've learned a lot since we started back in August. But anyway, you bet. Thanks again, and we'll return on Friday at 11 a.m. with more of the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for another edition of Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.